This is Unit 19 of Pimsleur's Norwegian.
Hør på denne samtalen. En amerikansk dame på restaurant med mannen. Hun snakker med kelneren.
An American woman is in a restaurant with her husband. She's speaking with the waiter. You'll hear him say,
Dere,
which is the word for you when you're addressing more than one person. Listen.
God kveld. Vil dere ha noe å drikke?
Ja, takk. Vil du ha et glass øl, Andreas?
Nei, ikke øl. Jeg skal kjøre. Jeg vil gjerne ha en kopp te. Fint. Og hva vil du ha å drikke?
Jeg vil gjerne ha et glass vin.
Fint. En kopp te og et glass vin.
Og et glass mineralvann, takk.
Hør på samtalen en gang til. God kveld. Vil dere ha noe å drikke?
Ja, takk. Vil du ha et glass øl, Andreas?
Nei, ikke øl. Jeg skal kjøre. Jeg vil gjerne ha en kopp te. Fint. Og hva vil du ha å drikke?
Jeg vil gjerne ha et glass vin.
Fint. En kopp te og et glass vin.
Og et glass mineralvann, takk.
How do you say fast?
Fort.
How would someone tell you that you speak too fast?
Du snakker for fort.
Say, yes, but my wife.
Ja, men kona mi. Kona mi.
My wife speaks faster.
Kona mi snakker fortere. Fortere.
Your husband speaks fast also.
Mannen din snakker fort også. Mannen din.
Your husband speaks faster.
Mannen din snakker fortere.
Do you remember how she would say, that's too expensive?
Det for dyrt.
Say, 60 kroner.
60 kroner.
41 kroner.
41 kroner.
56 kroner.
56 kroner.
21.
21.
Say, 68? That's not expensive.
68? Det ikke dyrt.
She says, give me 53 kroner then.
Gi meg 53 kroner da.
Do you remember how she would ask, where's your wife?
Hvor kona di? Kona di.
Say, my wife? I don't know.
Kona mi? Jeg vet ikke. Kona mi?
Ask the woman where her husband is.
Hvor mannen din? Mannen din?
She asks, my husband?
Mannen min?
He's over there.
Lytt og gjenta.
Han der borte. Han. Han der borte.
Say in Norwegian, he.
Han.
How does she say, "My husband? He's over there"?
Mannen min, han der borte.
Now here's "she's over there".
Lytt og gjenta. Hun der borte. Hun.
Say "my wife"? She's over there.
Kona mi, hun der borte.
Say together, he, she.
Han, hun. Han, hun.
The woman asks, is she over there?
Hun der borte?
Ask who?
Hvem?
She answers, your wife.
Kona di.
Say, no, she's not over there.
Nei, hun ikke der borte.
She's here.
Hun her.
Try to ask, what does your husband want to have to drink?
Hva vil mannen din ha å drikke? Hva vil mannen din ha å drikke?
What does he want to have to drink?
Hva vil han ha å drikke? Han.
She asks her husband, "Do you want to have a glass of wine?"
Vil du ha et glass vin?
He says, no, wine is expensive.
Nei, vin dyr.
Wine is more expensive.
Vin dyrere. Dyrere.
And I'm going to drive.
Og jeg skal kjøre. Kjøre. Jeg skal kjøre.
So she tells you, my husband would like to have a cup of tea.
Mannen min vil gjerne ha en kopp te.
Or a glass of mineral water.
Eller et glass mineralvann. Vann. Et glass mineralvann.
She adds, he's going to drive later.
Han skal kjøre senere. Han skal kjøre senere.
Now imagine that you're an American woman in a guest apartment in Norway. Someone knocks on the door. You say, come in.
Lytt og gjenta.
Come in. In. Come. Come in.
How do you say in when you mean come in?
In.
Say, come in.
Come in.
Now the person introduces himself. You want to say, pleased to meet you. First, just listen.
Hyggelig å hilse på deg. Hyggelig å hilse på deg.
This is literally pleasant to greet to you. Repeat the word for pleasant after the speaker.
Hyggelig. Li. Gelig. Hygg. Hygge. Hyggelig. Hyggelig.
Say pleasant.
Hyggelig.
Now pleasant to greet.
Lytt og gjenta.
Hyggelig å hilse. Hilse. Og. Å hilse. Hyggelig å hilse.
Say please to meet, or literally pleasant to greet.
Hyggelig å hilse.
Please to meet you.
Lytt og gjenta en gang til.
Hyggelig å hilse på deg. Deg. På deg. Hyggelig å hilse. Hyggelig å hilse på deg.
Say please to meet you.
Hyggelig å hilse på deg.
When handing something to someone, how do you say, here you are?
Vær så god.
Remember that this is literally, be so good, meaning, be so good as to come in. Say, be so good, come in.
Vær så god, kom inn. Vær så god, kom inn.
Pleased to meet you.
Hyggelig å hilse på deg. Hyggelig å hilse på deg.
Ask the man what he wants to have to drink.
Hva vil du ha å drikke?
Now ask, and your wife?
Og kona di?
What does she want to have to drink?
Hva vil hun ha å drikke? Hva vil hun ha å drikke?
The man says she's going to drive.
Hun skal kjøre.
She'd like to have mineral water.
Hun vil gjerne ha mineralvann.
Let's start again. Suppose your name is Karen Hayes and you're hosting a reception. Try to say, I'm Karen Hayes.
Jeg Karen Hayes.
How does the man say, pleased to meet you?
Hyggelig å hilse på deg. På deg. Hyggelig å hilse. Hyggelig å hilse på deg.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Hayes.
Lytt og gjenta. Hyggelig å hilse på deg, fru Hayes. Fru. Fru Hayes.
How do you say in Norwegian, Mrs.?
Fru.
Say again, I'm Karen Hayes.
Jeg Karen Hayes.
How does he say, pleased to meet you, Mrs. Hayes?
Hyggelig å hilse på deg, fru Hayes.
Now you want to ask, where do you live?
Lytt og gjenta.
Hvor bor du? Bor. Bor. Hvor bor du?
meaning reside, say in Norwegian, live.
Bor.
Say, you live.
Du bor.
Again, how does he say, pleased to meet you, Mrs. Hayes?
Hyggelig å hilse på deg, fru Hayes.
Say, be so good, come in.
Vær så god. Kom inn. Vær så god. Kom inn.
Now he introduces his wife. Say, pleased to meet you, Mrs.
Olsen.
Hyggelig å hilse på deg, fru Olsen. Fru Olsen.
Now ask the man, where do you live?
Hvor bor du? Hvor bor du?
But you want to speak to both him and his wife. Here's the word for you when you mean more than one person.
Lytt og gjenta.
Dere. Dere.
Meaning him and his wife, try to ask the man, where do you live?
Hvor bor dere? Dere. Hvor bor dere?
Do you remember how to say, see you later?
Vi ses senere. Vi ses senere.
Which word means we?
Vi. Vi.
Now try to say we live.
Vi bor. Vi bor.
Meaning here in Oslo. How does the man say we live here?
Vi bor her. Vi bor her.
Ask the man and his wife, do you live here?
Bor dere her? Bor dere her?
He answers, yes, we live here.
Ja, vi bor her.
Meaning both of them, ask him what they want to have to drink.
Hva vil dere ha å drikke?
He answers, we'd like to have a little tea.
Vi vil gjerne ha litt te.
How would he say, she'd like to have tea?
Hun vil gjerne ha te. Hun.
And how would she say, he'd like to have water?
Han vil gjerne ha vann. Han.
Meaning both husband and wife, ask, don't you want to have...
Vil dere ikke ha... Dere.
Don't you want to have a glass of wine?
Vil dere ikke ha et glass vin?
He says, we don't live here.
Vi bor ikke her. Vi bor ikke her.
We're going to drive later.
Vi skal kjøre senere.
We'd like to have tea.
Vi vil gjerne ha te.
Or mineral water.
Eller mineralvann.
You're curious about prices. Ask, is wine more expensive here?
Vin dyrere her?
Or beer?
Eller øl?
Mr. Olsen says, wine is more expensive.
Vin dyrere. Vin dyrere.
Suppose he meant a specific bottle of wine. How would he say, the wine is expensive?
Vinen dyr. Vinen. Vinen dyr.
Seeing another guest who looks familiar, he asks, who is that?
Hvem det?
Speaking to several people, how does he ask, do you know?
Vet dere? Dere? Vet dere hvem det
A woman says, that's Mrs. Martin.
Det fru Martin. Fru Martin.
She's American.
Hun amerikansk. Hun amerikansk.
Now you're in your hotel room in Norway. You're expecting a business visit from a man you don't know. At the appointed time, there's a knock at the door. Say, be so good, come in.
Vær så god. Kom inn. Vær så god. Kom inn.
He comes in. React to what he says next.
God dag.
God dag.
Jeg Bjørn Johansen.
Tell him that you're pleased to meet him.
Hyggelig å hilse på deg. Hyggelig å hilse på deg.
Mannen din her?
Say that no, he's not here.
Nei, han ikke her. Han ikke her.
You say that he'll be back any minute. Making small talk, Mr. Johansen asks where you live in America. Listen.
Hvor bor dere I Amerika? Hvor bor dere I Amerika?
Suppose you live in Washington. Here the word for in is
I.
Pronouncing Washington as would a Norwegian, say we live in
Washington.
Vi bor I Washington. Washington. I Washington. Vi bor I Washington.
Suppose you know that he's married, meaning him and his wife. Ask him where they live.
Hvor bor dere? Og dere? Hvor bor dere?
Vi bor her I Oslo. Vi bor her I Oslo.
Did you understand? He said, we live here in Oslo. Now your husband returns. Say, oh, here's my husband.
Oh, her mannen min.
Still speaking Norwegian, you say to your husband,
Bjørn Johansen
is here.
Bjørn Johansen her.
They shake hands. Bjørn says, pleased to meet you.
Hyggelig å hilse på deg.
Your husband replies, thanks, the same to you. Just listen.
Takk I like måte. Takk I like måte.
The reading lesson for this unit follows.